But you're going to use a pen.
It's a pen and write the number.
Okay, but you're going to write something and mail it. You say,
I'm going to write you a note.
Okay. And yesterday I
sent the note.
Okay, but the action of this, the present is right. Yesterday
I wrote and I to my sister.
I have many times.
I have written.
Okay. And I expect an
answer.
All right. And if you ask someone else for some reason to put the name and so forth on it, you say, will you
address
the letter for me? Okay. Is there a word that older people might have used for that, for to address a letter?
They might have, yes. I just wouldn't know.
Tobacco. Have you ever heard of tobacco?
Well, yes, tobacco. Would you back this for me? Yes, I guess the older people use it, back the letter for me.
And what about, you'd say, I want to write to someone, but I don't know what his
address is.
Okay. And if a little boy has learned something new, say he's learned how to whistle, and you want to ask him, you say, who?
Talk. You.
Okay. And if someone wants to find out what your plans are, when are you going to Miami? You might say, well, right now we're
leaving.
Well, if you are talking about the idea of what you have in mind, the plan to go, next Wednesday I
plan to leave.
Okay, or
plan to
stop. Any other ways of saying plan?
Intend or plan to start the trip.
What about a fixing? Have you ever heard anybody say, well, we're fixing to do that?
Oh, yes.
Very common.
I mean, very common.
Would you say fixing
well,
to do that?
Well,
depending on whom you're talking to.
That's right.
Right. If you're talking to somebody, help, or you might just say,
I'm fixing to go. Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the children's nickname for somebody who always goes and tells?
That's Tattletale.
All right. Did you ever hear that used with adults today?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Tattletaling and gossiping.
Okay. Would you call a person who talks a lot, who is a gossip, would you call them a tattletale?
Well, yes, you could.
Would you be more like to say she's just a gossip? She's just a gossip. If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and
pick
what?
Flowers.
And something that a child might play with is a
ball.
All right, of those different things that he plays with are
cars.
If he has
ball bats and a ball
and
or a glove,
all those things scattered out. You want to tell him now? Go put away
all your playthings.
All right, another word for playthings. In general, it's called. That's a store just for children. It's a
pick up all your toys or put away your toys or playthings.
Playthings. What about pretties?
Well, I've heard of play pretties, you know, but playthings or toys or that.
If something happens that you were expecting and you hoped wouldn't happen, maybe like this freezer went out again, would you say, well, I just
disgusted.
All right, but if you want to tell somebody that you were expecting it, how would you say that?
I knew that this was going to happen.
All right. Someone handed you a gift and someone says, where did you get that book? You might say, well, Mary
gave it to me.
All right, and you might say, every year for my birthday,
she sends me a book.
All right.
Or mails me a book.
Not just the present of gave, is she
gives.
All right.
Me a book.
So next year, I'm going to her one.
Send her
or
one. Y'all give her one.
And every year at about this time, she has
a birthday.
And she has me a book.
It has given me a book.
Okay. I'm glad I carried my umbrella because it's to rain.
Rain. It's looks.